Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Tell you what, Navi had to step away for just a minute, but let's get some news of the week squeezed in here, and then looking forward in the next half hour to talking with Scott Strong.
Yeah, that'll be good.
He's the new State Parks Director. He's been the interim director for a little while now, but he's taken over the duties officially.
We need to give him some hints on, you know, how to do the job.
Well, the first advice is don't try and do what we did.
No.
And go to all of your state parks in 72 hours. Of course, they've added some since we did that in 2011.
Where have they added?
Put me on the spot.
I'm sorry.
I know there's more than 43 now, and back then we had 43 to knock off in 72 hours.
I just can't think of them.
Yeah. Couple of things, news of the week I wanted to mention. One of them I already threw at Navidomskis, and he doesn't take challenges well. He always wants to be out front, but yeah. I did find somebody to compete with him as far as age and number of ski days go. It's a 90-year-old skier back east somewhere. He's actually, let me just see if I can pull it up here, from Shelburne, Vermont. And the last name, I believe, is Vignes or Vignier, maybe, because he's probably from Europe somewhere. Anyway, 90 years old and has skied 100 days every year for the last 55 years, Russell.
You think it's still fun on the 100th day?
With this guy, the smile on his face, probably.
Okay.
Here's the one thing. Navidomskis would argue what he does is much tougher because he's a downhill skier, and this guy's a cross-country skier. But he tries to cross-country ski every day the conditions allow, and he says he keeps it simple, going right off his back porch.
Yeah.
Once in a while, he'll go to a nearby trail, but the snow in his backyard is enough for him. Keeps him in pretty good shape. He says he needs 20 more times to make 100 this year.
He'll probably make it.
And it sounds like he is determined to do that. He's a Hall of Famer back there in Vermont, which is kind of a cool little designation for a skier.
Well, Mike's got – Navi's got quite a few days under his belt, doesn't he?
He's knocking on the door of 50 this year.
Yeah.
And he skied his age last year, which was 64.
Yeah.
He had this thing going for a while with Becky. And Becky, of course, is older, so she had to ski more days, and she pulled it off at 70. He didn't.
She did.
That didn't sit well with him. Then she got a few more days. Speaking of skiing, this story also made headlines this week, and not in a good way. I don't know if you saw this video of a snowboarder coming out of Brighton Ski Resort that decided he could actually maybe ski directly to his VRBO or his Airbnb.
I haven't heard about this.
So he crossed over into some private property that he didn't know was private property and was on a road that had a private road sign going in, but not coming from the backside. He was greeted by somebody who lives there who obviously is a little upset at people who do that. He actually yelled at the guy and asked him if he was an icon holder, thinking that he was from out of state and didn't know any better about, you know, respecting private property or whatever. But he had a shotgun in his hand.
Well, he was just transporting it. Happened to have it in his hand.
He says, and this is from the snowboarder, he said, as I dropped into that driveway, I thought it was more of a road. It turns out it's a private driveway. The homeowner, armed and agitated, confronted him with a gun. He says, and the snowboarder's like, gee, I'm going to get shot here. He got all of it on video because he had a cam on, you know, maybe a GoPro or something.
Right.
Anyway, he never pointed the gun evidently at the guy.
Did
plenty of swearing and yelling, however, and police investigated. I don't know what the result of it was, but not the best way to go about it from either
side. As long
as
he didn't raise the barrel, I think he's probably in good shape.
Well, from either side, not a good way to go about it. So that's on our website as well. And then there was one more note I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of. This is National Invasive Species Awareness Week. Not the kind of thing you go out and celebrate in some fashion.
I didn't know we had a week like that, did you?
Go put on a sombrero and have a margarita to celebrate Invasive Species Week. And obviously there's a lot of focus on quagga mussels that are harmful to the ecosystems. There's some tips on how to clean up areas for your boat and your equipment and how to drain it, all the rest that we talk about every year. And if you want that information, I have also copied it over to our Facebook page, which is just KSL Outdoors Radio. As we continue, speaking of the Facebook page, continue to monitor the eagle's nest at Big Bear Valley.
Yeah. What a nice What a nice distraction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sound actually in the background. It, sometimes you have to buy this stuff to help you sleep at night. Well, you could do this and watch the eagles. That'll better than count and shoot.
I'm going to try that instead of listening to the trucks come down the pass.
It's better than count and shoot. Yeah. The eggs haven't hatched yet, at least as of this recording on Thursday.
I will be watching it and call you when I see the eggs hatch.
Okay? We just found out one of the reasons it's such a big deal is because last year they sat on those eggs and they never hatched. Talk about a movie with a bad ending.
And you said they had squirrels in the nest.
And
there's
squirrels also there.
Of course, there's squirrels everywhere. So.
If you get a chance to do it, I've put the link on KSL Outdoors Radio's Facebook page. All right, a break. A news update is next, and then we'll talk to our new state parks director. Stay with us.
Finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.